AM 1240 WJON, good morning. It's 10:15 and 38 degrees. Joined now by Jack McEnroth of Project Runway and AIDS pioneer Dr. Michael Gottlieb. It is World AIDS Day today. Thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, first of all, let's start out with you, Jack. I know that you're a designer. My wife's a big fan of Project Runway. And you've been dealing with HIV for a long period of time. What kind of experiences have you had with HIV?
Well, yeah, I've been HIV positive for 20 years now, 20 years plus. So I've been very lucky. I was open about my status on Project Runway, which was a great opportunity to kind of educate the public. But, you know, as far as my personal experience goes, I know my scenario has been very lucky. I have never, except for when I was diagnosed in 89, I've never had an opportunistic infection. I've done fairly well on the treatments that I've had. You know, the program that I'm working on called Living Positive by Design, it's really mirrored what my experience has been, and we kind of advocate for HIV positive people to partner with a physician early on in their treatment, like I did, get on a treatment regimen that's tolerable, and for an HIV positive person, it's very important to keep your viral load, which is the amount of virus in your blood, at an undetectable level. So that's what we're all about. That's kind of been my experience, and we're hoping that if people kind of follow that, that can be, you know, an experience that everyone can have, and hopefully can be a manageable illness.
Is that pretty much the idea, Jack, that you want to reach out to those that have been diagnosed so then they don't feel as scared as you might be? I mean, to try to say, okay, well, here's some people that have it, here's some people that can help you, and get a nice system going so you know exactly how to attack it.
Yeah, I mean, a large part of Living Positive by Design and World AIDS Day is getting the dialogue going, being a role model out there and letting people know that we can all fight the stigma of HIV together by taking away some of the scariness and some of the mystery. I mean, it is obviously a very serious illness. Still at this point, there is no cure, but the treatment options are, you know, much better than they were when I was diagnosed. The tolerability and the side effects are much less, and so everyone should really consult their physician. And we have to stress the need for testing. Because, there's about 1.1 million people living in the U.S. with HIV, and approximately one out of every five of those doesn't know that they're HIV positive. So it's very important that people get tested so they can get on the proper treatment.
Dr. Gottlieb, I know that, Jack had just mentioned there's no cure. What are some of the treatments that are currently being used for those that have HIV?
Well, the treatments today are very different than what they were 20-plus years ago when I first got involved. The treatments attack the virus at points in its life cycle that are totally new compared to the older drugs. So they're more effective, and they're very innovative. The other thing is that it's important for patients to be able to take their medicine regularly and not have side effects, because they're going to be taking it for the long term. And so the tolerability of medicine is very important. And while in the past we've honed in more on the efficacy, how well a drug works, the tolerability is becoming increasingly important as doctors and patients choose what medicine they're going to be taking. And so things are a lot better in terms of effectiveness as well, and the goal for our patients is to get their viral load, their level of virus in the blood, to an undetectable level, which means less than 50 copies of the virus per cc of blood. That doesn't mean they're cured. It doesn't mean the virus is eradicated, but their immune system benefits hugely from having an undetectable viral load, and that's achievable in a very large percentage of patients.
Well, Dr. Gottlieb, what is the difference between having HIV and having full-blown AIDS?
Well, it's really pretty straightforward. Everybody with full-blown AIDS has HIV. You don't get AIDS without having HIV. But everybody with HIV doesn't have AIDS. So in order to have a diagnosis of AIDS, the CD4 count, the level of immune cells in the blood, has to decline below a level of 200 cells. And it normally ranges from 350 up to 1,000. So that's one way a diagnosis of AIDS is established in a person who is HIV positive. In other words, the CD4 count declines below 200. And the other way is for the person to develop one of the opportunistic infections, one of the serious infections that they develop, more so in the old days, but still sometimes today. And that establishes a diagnosis of AIDS in somebody who's HIV positive.
Is there a way to prevent those that have HIV from getting AIDS?
Absolutely. And that's what this whole campaign is about. That's what Living Positive by Design is about. And the idea is for people to get tested if they don't know their HIV status, if they do know their HIV status, to get into treatment, because treatment is very effective at preventing the development of AIDS.
Now, Jack, how much does the treatment, is it taxing on your body? Is it something you just do? How has that affected your day-to-day life?
You know, like I said earlier, I've been very fortunate. You know, as the doctor said, the treatments now are much less side effects. So, you know, I experienced some issues early on, but as the evolution of the treatment progressed, I followed along with it, and I've done really well. And hopefully, you know, I'm a living example of someone that can do well on treatment. And just before I forget, I'd love to have your listeners go visit livingpositivebydesign.com, because there's a lot of, a wealth of information on there, as there is on much of the internet. It's our website with Merck, which is it just has a lot of great video content, and yeah, so then there's other great websites and resources like thebody.com, cdc.gov. So for anyone out there who is HIV positive and feels like they don't have the information that they need, you know, check out the internet. There's a great, the vast information on there.
Okay, where have you been able to go in your fashion design career, by the way, Jeff?
You know, I've been crazy busy. I actually have been doing a ton of TV stuff on the production side. I did a design show. I'm working with Living Positive by Design, so my days are quite crazy. I right now I'm just doing little design projects here and there, because if I wanted to launch my own line, I think I would devote all my time to that, and because it's a full-time job. So I'm concentrating on this right now, and it's been a great experience.
Dr. Gottlieb, you mentioned there's no cure. Are we getting closer to a cure? Is there still work in progress in trying to find a cure for AIDS?
Well, right now what we have is suppression of the virus. The drugs that we have, particularly these newer drugs, are very effective at reducing the level of virus to undetectable levels, which is suppression, and that can allow people to live long and productive lives. Cure has been a little more elusive. That would require eradicating the virus from the body, and there are research groups who are actively looking at that, but so far it hasn't borne fruit in terms of being widely applicable to patients. And, of course, in the long run, we're looking for a vaccine, but that's been a little bit of a disappointing story. But the success story for sure has been the development of newer drugs that work in new ways that are more tolerable and get the viral load to an undetectable level.
Okay. Now, if people want to find out more about AIDS and HIV and living with the disease, again, either of you, if you want to mention the website that you're suggesting people go to.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jack.
I'm sorry. Our website is livingpositivebydesign.com, and there's some great video widgets on there that we filmed in various cities that we've gone through throughout the country. But like I said, other great websites are thebody.com, cdc.gov is the Centers for Disease Control website. AIDSmeds.com is a great site as well, because there's interactive chat, and if people have questions, they can converse with each other, and it's great to have that support system.
Thank you both for joining me. Appreciate it, and good luck to both of you.
Right on. Have a good one.
You too. That's Dr. Michael Gottlieb, AIDS pioneer, and Jack McEnroth, who has been living with HIV for 20 years. He had also appeared on Project Runway, a reality show.